I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And you're confronting me?
I'll shake.
Yeah. You can't even be the top.
Yeah.
You're not even controlling this relationship, let alone that.
Question of the week.
The question of the week.
This week.
This week was the juiciest family gossip. And yeah, there was a lot of good shit in there, bro.
Yeah, there's stories here. So what I thought we'd do, similar to what we did the other day, chat and discuss. Because I don't know about you, I've got stories.
Yeah, obviously yours was on Twitter, right?
So yeah,
it would be more of a story where mine's just more like statements, but fucking
gang. Killers. All right, you go first.
All right. Juiciest family gossip. I woke up one night to my dad shouting at my mum for having a lesbian affair.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is juicy gossip.
Mm.
It's just not as juicy when it's your own parents.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to hear that from a friend.
Yeah.
If you tell me that about fuck,
that's juicy.
Tell me, what else did you hear?
Yeah,
tell me
yeah.
everything. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it can never be your parents.
Yeah, of course, it's just buzz. My parents and family have been pressuring my older brother to get married and start a family. What they don't know is that this man has two kids and a wife 20 years older than him. I've just been holding onto my popcorn waiting for the reveal.
Fuck.
Get married. Have kids.
And a wife 20 years older than him.
I don't think you might not understand him. Two kids that his parents don't know about. Two.
That's...
And he's married.
His parents are going to have a heart attack.
Two.
Bro.
You can't bring two grown youths into the yard.
You can't.
And some old bitch...
Jesus.
Saying this is my family.
No.
I wouldn't be able to comprehend life.
No.
And the sister just knows.
She's known. She's waiting for the reveal, you know. I've got my popcorn ready.
Bro, that reveal's next level.
I wouldn't know how to stomach that as the parent, you know.
Yeah, I also couldn't let my brother carry on like that and me just wait for the reveal.
Yeah, that's no.
Sit I'll down. Be shaking in
you
my
have
house.
To talk, yeah. We have to talk. Sit down. My dad's cheating. We all know. My mum's cheating back with his dad. He has no idea.
With granddad?
Yeah.
Women have no barriers when it comes to revenge fuck. No barriers.
Yeah.
His dad.
You broke my trust. I'm going to break everything.
Yeah. I'm taking everything you've got.
Everything.
Yeah. A woman's scorn is no joke.
It's not.
A woman's scorn is actually no joke. Because I don't have a vengeful bone in my body. I don't have the energy.
Yeah. It's effort.
It's mad effort. Yeah. I'm not chirpsing it. Because the chirpsing is the long part.
Yeah. Banging's quick.
Yeah. The banging's quick. I'm not chirpsing your mum to get back at you.
It's long. That's so long.
What do I have to do before I'm up in the drawers?
Facts.
I'm sure she didn't have to do much, to be fair. To get that dad's dick, I don't think she had to do much.
She probably just stayed extra, an hour extra longer at the yard.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. A woman, this is a lot of these ones, they'd say like a woman or a man or something, and they know it's family gossip. They just, they keep it, it's their dad.
Okay.
Yeah. It's them or their dad.
Okay.
Right. A woman let her male friend under her roof for a few weeks.
Say that again.
A woman
let
her male friend live under her roof for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After a week, he shot his shot at the woman's daughter. And when the daughter refused, he went to the woman. She's 6 months pregnant now. Brother.
After the daughter refused.
After the daughter said, please, brother, you're homeless. Get the fuck away from me.
He went to the marsh.
He said, hey.
Come here, man.
Yeah, come.
Come here, man.
Oh, the sofa's freezing, man.
Yeah, come here, man.
Yeah, what's all this chat?
Come here, man.
Yeah.
6 months pregnant now.
Yeah, listen, I love being a man.
Mm-hmm.
I love my male friends and companions.
Mm-hmm.
Men really are a malignant species.
How so?
Because there's no, this whole like, oh, let him under the roof and then he's putting moves on the daughter. Like, a man will bury his roots wherever he's at.
I hear you, okay.
There's, a man has a certain thing where you're not letting me under your roof. Not, I'm just one, me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
As a man, there's certain like toxic traits that are ingrained, is that like your female friend, you're homeless and you're down bad. Your female friend has let you in the yard for a place to rest your head. And your head goes to, I'm fucking impregnating people and this will be my yard now.
Yeah.
This is my yard now. And there's no situation where that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Damn.
Yeah. Someone's holding a ute in here. This is my house.
He couldn't let go of it.
Yeah.
He just couldn't let go of it. Saltburn. He couldn't let go of it.
Saltburn.
Wow.
He really couldn't.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
She's 6 months pregnant now. That's crazy.
My God.
Speaking of pregnant.
Go on.
My father impregnated his mistress's daughter-in-law. At this point, only death will stop him. His mistress's daughter-in-law.
He's a runaway train. What's that song? Papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah, where every lady's hat was his home.
Raw. Is that a bar?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a bar, isn't it?
Damn. Damn. These motherfuckers were down bad back in the day.
Where every lady's hat was his home.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. Telling you, these Motown fam, yeah, they have bars for days.
Damn.
So is that the bar? Yeah, it's
tough, man.
Mistress's daughter-in-law.
Brother.
He's fucking anyone.
His mistress's daughter-in-law.
His side ting's daughter-in-law. What the fuck? Bro.
There's so many layers to that.
Yeah.
It's unbearable.
His side ting's son's wife.
Yeah. Do you know how crazy? Layers to this, motherfucker, bro.
How did he even meet her? He didn't waste a second.
He didn't, bro. He saw that skin.
Yeah. It's a fuck this. I've already thrown caution to the wind.
Facts.
Let me finish on a high.
But that forbidden nut.
That's forbidden of the forbidden of the bin.
That would have been sensational.
He would have screamed.
Facts. Oh, and kipped after.
Yeah, there's... What's Harry's brand called? We Are Winning. Yeah.
Man, that's that tired. Yeah.
We are winning.
That's jokes.
Wow. Okay. Oh. My dad isn't my biological father, and everyone knew except me. That was until my mum and I randomly bumped into my biological father. I was 15, and she spilled the tea. To this day, I don't think my dad knows that I know that I'm not his biological daughter. I'll be 32 next week.
No.
That's Pandora's box.
She said one day her and Marjay bumped into the real dad.
Yeah. Bumped into Donnie. There must have been some kind of exchange. She's like, who's that? And real quick said, that's your dad. Mind blown.
32 next week.
Yeah, bro. She learned that when she was 15.
Oh my God.
What a daughter, by the way.
Factual.
What a fucking daughter.
Yeah, she couldn't have done that to my man.
Held that at 15 and just said, my dad is my dad is my dad. That random, that happened to me when I was younger. Not obviously dad. I was walking through Luton town centre with my mum when I was young. And we walked past this old lady and my mum was scowling at her. And the lady was scowling at my mum. She looked crazy.
Okay.
She was scowling at my mum. And then we walked off. I said, who's that? She said, that's your nan.
And I'm assuming you had obviously never met her
before.
Yeah, unless maybe you met her or she met you when you were a baby.
No, I'd never met her.
I swear.
Yeah.
That's your nan.
That's your nan.
Oh. What was your thought process?
I was,
if you remember.
Caveat, I was young.
Yeah,
I was like
seven.
If
you remember,
I didn't know how to deep it. I really didn't know how to deep it. But Also, it's different, it's slightly different because I never knew any of my grandparents.
Okay.
I think my only granddad that I knew died when I was also young, okay. like three, four. Okay. So as far as my mind was concerned, I didn't know what a grandparent was.
Okay, all you had
in terms
was
of
parents.
The feeling.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I remember it didn't mean anything to me. I was like, rah, okay. But I never forgot it. I can see the thing in 4K right in my head right now.
The aisle and everything. Yeah.
She was scowling at my mom. I was thinking, who the
fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm looking at my grandma. I was like, who the fuck is looking at you like that? She said, that's your nan.
Like, fair play, fair play, fair play.
Send us. If there's anyone that has the authority,
it's your Marjay.
Marjay!
That's jokes. If there's anyone that has the authority, facts. Right, juiciest family gossip. My cousin got sacked from a bank for wiring money to a gang.
Wow, she was in deep.
Yeah.
Wow, getting sacked was the least of her worries. Wiring money to a gang.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. Right, here we go with the biologicals again.
Okay.
My biological mum went ghost and left my brother's house without saying goodbye to his family to go stay with his alleged biological father because she loved him. You following?
Nah.
Right.
Nah.
There's too many bios.
Yeah.
Right. My mum went ghost and left my brother's house. So I'm assuming it's half brother. Different
okay.
dads.
Okay.
My mum went ghost and left my brother's house without saying goodbye. So she could go stay with his alleged father because she loved him. She ended up in a homeless shelter in Brooklyn a month later and faked having cancer.
What?
Bro.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's so POV. I'm at my brother's house. We have different dads. Mm-hmm. My mom's acting up and she's like, fuck it, I'm gone. Mom, where you going? I'm going with your dad. I fucking love him. I can't be here anymore. A month later, she's in a crack house.
Claiming cancer.
Yeah, and I'm like, mom. And she's like, I've got cancer. Take me back, I've got cancer. What kind? Just the worst kind.
Just the worst.
What's the worst?
Cancer's cancer. The fuck, what do you mean what kind? I've got cancer.
I love times explained. Take me home. Yeah, Jesus.
I need medication. Fuck, I've got nothing. Oh my God.
Oh, cancer's cancer.
About what kind? Ask me questions. Oh.
My aunt got fired from her job because she used to punch in but not actually go to her clients' houses. Her last day of work, she punched in for a certain client, but then the company found out that the client had already died prior to her clocking in. The client's daughter found her in her house with my aunt nowhere to be found. So in my company's mind, either the client was dead on arrival and my aunt never reported it, or she's been faking her hours. They investigated and fired her.
Jesus. I mean, she found a loophole for a second. She found a loophole for a second.
Clock in, go yard.
Damn.
Until they're like, wow, did you see Mrs. Johnson? And she's like, yeah, yesterday and the day before.
Well, she's been dead.
Really? She's dead.
She's been dead.
Walk. Did you just walk in and see her dead and charge it? Did you walk in and see her dead and charge it or not?
Damn.
That's crazy.
Clocked. My uncle remarried and told his daughter not to tell his family she's his daughter at the wedding. Can you imagine?
No. Don't tell anyone you're my daughter.
Don't tell anyone at this new wedding you're my daughter. Just say you're someone.
You're just a friend of a friend.
Imagine being a daughter hearing that. Don't claim me.
Yeah, you're going to fuck up the whole wedding.
These men don't know that I've got family.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up. Shut up.
If you have to come, just be a stranger. Just be a stranger in the wind. Don't start calling me dad. Don't do anything. You're going to fuck up my bag.
Wow.
What a horrible thing.
This is not even gossip. This is trauma.
Yeah, it is. It's mad trauma.
Wow.
So my older cousin found out that his girlfriend was having twins. Tell me why only one of the twins is his and the other is from her side dude.
That's actually plausible.
Yeah, I've heard that it's actually a thing.
Yeah, I've seen Not seen, but I've read some. It's something to do with obviously the time frame within sex and like the egg splitting and another sperm, something like that. I can't remember like the science behind it, but I've heard that happens.
Yeah,
like rarely, obviously.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah, two sperm can go in the same egg, and then like the egg splits or whatever, something. And then you've got two separate.
It's weird, but the time frame is.
Oh yeah, in a 3-day window, she got nutted in by two men.
Yeah, yeah.
Nutted in.
Hey,
that I think that is really, really. Where the cookie crumbles for me is knowing the love of my life is pregnant by next man. It's the same as like, if it slipped out and she put it back in, how you feeling? Is that the fact is like, you already betrayed me.
Yeah.
Him nutting in you has nothing to do with your pleasure.
Yeah.
It has nothing to, if we're talking purely mechanics,
yeah.
Him nutting in you isn't necessary.
Yeah.
If you just needed that nut,
yeah.
Why does he need to be up in a jizzing?
Yeah.
Why does that have to happen?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, but you begged him. Yeah.
Facts.
Leave it in.
Facts.
Why you do that to me? Why you do that to me? After I just left it in yesterday.
Why do you have to ask?
You're up to your gills and leave it in.
Yeah.
Why you gotta tell next one to leave it in as well? Horrible.
My aunt has 3 kids and is married, but they all have different dads and none of them is the husband's.
Wow.
That's a lot of men coming to pick up their kid.
Yeah. You can't be the dad of that house and every day there's a man picking up you. Who are you? Everyone's just
Who are you's the bar? Who really are you?
All 3 of us ran through your wife.
Yeah.
All 3 of us ran through your wife. And give me my child a shot.
I left it in.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got nothing to show for it.
What are you doing? Enjoy your weekend.
Because we know you're not leaving it in.
Yeah.
She doesn't want any more kids.
Yeah, gang.
I'm going to say enjoy your weekend. Yeah. That's jokes.
last one for me.
All right.
We've always believed that my cousin and his sister were banging. It's just been confirmed he is not a quiet lover.
Oh.
Yeah, he couldn't help himself.
Oh.
At a family sleepover?
Oh.
Man said, let me get it in tonight.
He's not a quiet lover.
He banged his sister with gusto. With the rest of the family in the yard.
What?
The forbidden got the best of him.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Fam?
I mean, he got the best of, but it's not just him. Like,
the sister is
equally as tapped.
Demonic, yeah.
The fuck? All right, I'm gonna do 2 more, back to back. The 3rd kid out of the 5 ain't his. Shh, that's what she put. She put shh. The 3rd kid out of the 5.
That's
ain't
the
his.
Worst one to be out of the 5 as well. First child, or last, yeah. We can work it out.
Yeah.
3rd.
She stepped out and stepped back in. last one. We all know my dad's a closet gay. But being a strict Catholic, no one wants to confront him.
That's sad. That's really sad. That's where you just have to like bombard him with hugs. That's okay.
It's peak.
It's okay.
It's peak, man. It's peak.
It is peak.
But yeah, that was question of the week, guys.
Gang. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the second best podcast on planet Earth.
Facts.
You're chilling with your boys. Shits and gigs are here. And if you do enjoy what you're listening to, if you do enjoy what you're watching, please, please, please head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Now, we're handing out, what do they call it in church? The basket? What's it called?
Holy Communion.
Communion?
Is it communion?
Is it?
You mean the actual basket?
The little basket itself? The little collection basket?
Collection basket, yeah.
Just a collection basket?
That's an actual ceremony.
Oh.
It's what? It's what
I think I said is an actual ceremony. You're just talking about the basket.
Yeah, the little
money,
thing,
right?
On the stick that they...
Yeah. Yeah.
What, for Pete?
That's just called collection basket.
It's a little collection thing.
Oh, okay. Say less.
Oh, what's the donation
tithe.
Actually called?
Tithe. Tithe?
The fuck?
I'm sure it's called tithe. Yeah.
Tithe?
Yeah, T-I-T-H-E.
Use it in a sentence. Give tithe?
I gave tithe to the church today.
One-tenth of annual produce or give earnings tithe. Formerly taken as a tax for the support of a church or clergy. Yeah.
Right, guys. So anyway, we're not going to ask for 10%. We're going to ask for a humble £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P, to the Church of S&G. And yeah, they're not going to like that. The God-fearers are not going to like that. I apologize. I take it back. Give tithe, yeah? To S&G and listen and watch 4 years of content. Head on over there and watch our brand new show, The Log Cabin.
Facts.
We're 2-3 episodes deep now. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. It's good fun.
It is.
If you want the jump on any live shows, Patreon. Mm-hmm. If you want the jump on any merch, Patreon. Coming soon, by the way.
Facts.
And if you just want to spend time with your daddies, Patreon. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. If you are listening on any audio apps, please leave a nice review. 5 stars is preferable. Whatever you say.
Say with chess.
And without any further ado, guys, we didn't count last week, but if you watched it, you saw what happened. We didn't count the scores last week, but if you were there, we know what happened.
Mm.
Anyway, we're going back to school.
Yep.
And yeah, man, I'm intrigued.
I've added another subject, so I might slide it in today. Pause. I might slide it in tomorrow. Pause. So who knows? We shall see.
All right. So remind everyone who's new, what's back to school?
Guys, back to school. Back to school basically is as exactly what it says on the tin. I'm taking these guys back to school in a sense of asking them questions from Key Stage 3. That's 11 to the ages of 11 to age 14. It could be different subjects. It could be science. It could be English. It could be maths. It's a variety of different things. 5 questions, 5 answers. We switch the boards and then we mark it and then we go from there. So yeah, the first question of the day. Spell synagogue.
Oh my God.
Spell synagogue. Next. Everyone locked?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is the antonym for the word awake? I'm giving you options. What is the antonym for the word awake? Alert, asleep, vigilant, watchful. Alert, asleep, vigilant, watchful. Sounds which have a very high frequency are called what? Decibels, infrared, resonance, ultrasound. Sounds which have a very high frequency are called what? Decibels, infrared. Infrasounds, resonance, ultrasound. Mr. Picasso buys 287 paintbrushes for his 41 art students. How many paintbrushes does each student get?
Oh my God,
fucking sake. Mr. Picasso buys 287 paintbrushes for his 41 art students. How many paintbrushes does each student get? Final question. Grapefruits, oranges, lemons and limes are high in which vitamin? A, B, C, or D? Grapefruits, oranges, lemons, and limes are high in which vitamin? A, B, C, or D? And that concludes back to school, guys.
That was vile.
Pass your whiteboards over. So, question one. Spell synagogue. Synagogue. synagogue.
I wasn't that far off, man.
You were close, G.
I wasn't that
very
far
close.
Off. I'm actually really.
Find the antonym of the word awake. The options were alert, asleep, vigilant, and watchful. The answer is asleep.
Nice.
Sounds which have a very high frequency are called what? Options were decibels, infrasound, resonance, and ultrasound. The answer is ultrasound. Next question. Mr. Picasso buys 287 paintbrushes for his 41 students. How many paintbrushes does each student get? The answer is 7.
Fuck.
Grapefruits, oranges, lemons, and limes are high in which vitamin? A, B, C, or D? The answer is C. Right. James, what did Rem get?
Rem got a strong 4 out of 5.
Let's go.
Well played.
Ellis, what did Rem get?
No.
James.
What did James get? Sorry, yes, go the other way.
5.
You got 5? Let's go.
I can't believe
it.
That's synagogue.
Tough.
What is that? Someone said something about you playing...
Playing dumb.
Playing dumb. You've just done that. You play, when he
I'm
said,
not playing dumb.
When he said synagogue, you were like, oh, God. But you... That's it's not an easy word to spell.
It's tough.
And you acted like you had no idea, but you got, did you guess it?
No. I had an idea. I just first of all, you sound triggered. And I'm not trying to hustle anyone.
It's just come back to me like, all what right, that so person said.
No. I knew S-Y-N, I knew for a fact.
Yeah.
Same, and then, yeah, it did seem like a G-O-G-U-E to me.
I went G-O.
You went G-O-U-G-E.
And I went O instead of the A. In the
sinner. No, you did A.
Is it sinner?
Sinner. You said sinner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Rem, what did Ellis get?
None.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it as I was taking them off. So yeah.
So
let's move on.
Right. Well played. That was Back to School, guys.
Strong. I think we're getting smarter as we go.
I feel better.
Good. No, this is your point.
Yeah.
Good.
Ellis, out of interest, if I wanted to take like photos of like really old style film photos. Like if I took photos on a camera and wanted to make it look like it's from like the 70s or something, what would be like the best like kind of camera to use?
It's irrelevant.
Why is it relevant?
You want to make something look old.
Yeah.
And you want to know what camera to use.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
The camera doesn't matter.
What matters then?
It's in the editing.
Oh, how so?
You say you want to make it look old.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually wanted it, you'd use an old camera, like a film camera. But if you actually want to just make it look old, I could do it off an iPhone.
And they don't teach that in Kia Stage 3. And I just want that to be known to everyone, that they don't teach sick shit like that in Kia Stage 3.
I knew what you were doing.
For sake.
Fucking awesome. Let's guy.
Go. I knew what he was doing. I was going to just go into detail and just spin off. I was like, yeah. Good.
I can, but I won't.
It's time for a Floop update.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
Training was not great for me this week.
Why?
I just didn't get the sessions in that I needed to get in, basically.
Okay.
I miscalculated my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like, I was in London more than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, you were in London 4 times last
week. Yeah. So it kicked me because obviously pretty much all of December, I was in London at least 3-4 times a week. Then I had a couple weeks of routine at home and I was like, okay, gang, this training thing is patterned. I was doing 5-6 sessions a week. And then as soon as another busy week, I'm not acclimatized to the London life anymore.
Yeah.
And it was charged. So I think I probably only trained 3 times last week.
Okay.
This week I'm going to try and, I'm tossing between Call of Duty and gym tonight. I should lean into gym. I've got my stuff ready there. So I should do gym.
Yeah.
Before we leave the studio today, I'm actually going to change into my gym kit so I can go to the gym.
Oh, okay. Smart choice.
And then, 15 weight session, 15 done.
Nice.
My recovery and sleep this week has been good.
I've been jealous. I saw a 98 or a 97 from one of you motherfuckers.
Bro.
I was living.
I
was living.
I got 100% sleep and a 98 recovery one day, and I was screaming.
Did you feel?
I felt recovered.
Gang.
I felt recovered. It was a sleep I had the night before. I felt good.
Gang.
And I'm really, my body's actually really, really, I don't know if it's placebo, my body's in sync with exactly my recovery. I know Ellis mentioned that his recovery doesn't match how he feels. If I wake up, yesterday I woke up with like a 70 recovery and I felt it.
Okay.
I felt like, nah, I'm not there.
You're not optimum.
Yeah. That 98 recovery, I was bouncing off the walls. But the 98 recovery ups your strain, right? So it tells, it ups your daily, what it wants you to do strain-wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the more you recover, it's telling you, I want 16 strain out of you today. I'm thinking, that's not realistic. It's not. That's me anyway.
My training last week was good. It's just my rest and my recovery have been letting me down all week. I say all week. There are some days where my recovery is decent or good. You mans are just better than mine. So that's just the L I have to take. But there are days where I've had shite recovery. But again, trained 5 times last week. I felt really good. Did some cardio as well. Felt really good. So yeah, I just need to get back onto it this week. I didn't train yesterday. I'm not training today. So I'm going to train Wednesday to Sunday and get my 5 back in and go and continue with cardio.
Okay.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, mine's been alright. Like I said, it's just not really reflecting how I feel. So like my recovery's been fucking shit. And my recovery's been like 2 days it was in red. It was like 12.
That's nuts.
I was like, you're taking the fucking piss.
Did you feel like low?
Great. Like I feel fine.
Not on the day it was 12. Yeah. Did you feel, oh really?
I feel fine. Like my sleep's been good. I did have the sleep debt thing for a while. So I had to really work at getting it back up, which was annoying. But yeah, my recovery's been a bit shit. Strain's just average at a minute. Strain's just average. I've been about second or third, but not too bad. I'm not too bold about it. I've had a fairly chill week. Like after 75, I've sort of.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
This could be a hot take.
Mm.
I remember a few weeks ago you said that what you eat affects your recovery.
Yes.
Do you think it's a coincidence that you've had
this is way before
what your recovery?
Yeah.
This week is I keep track of everyone's. This week has been your worst recovery by far.
Yeah, but my recovery was still crap even when I was doing 75 at the start of the week because I didn't finish till Thursday.
Oh, okay,
so
fair play.
The Monday and Tuesday were like really bad still.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it is the diet because that's the thing. I would think that as well, but it was bad before, so I'm not really too sure what fair. It is. But I don't know. But yeah, had a chill couple of days, a little bit. Didn't really do much exercise. I'm not bothered. I was knackered. Just chilling for a little bit.
Listen to your body, bro.
Got my sleep up, and then this week I'm back at it again. All right,
so sick.
Listen to your body, fam.
Cracking all right,
on.
Cool, man.
Yeah, cracking on.
Man.
Nice. Good week for me. Nice. I felt like strain. I was really, really trying to top strain this week, and when we said last Tuesday that we were going to train 5 times. L.
Charged. You remember piping? I kept quiet.
We were trying.
I kept quiet and did my 5.
I said, fuck you, 5. I'm doing 6.
I kept quiet and
3.
Did my 5, bro.
Bro, we went out on a Friday night, and when I woke up, and then I saw that my recovery was 9%.
That was nuts.
Oh, I saw that. I thought that your something had broken.
Yeah.
That's the most unlike thing that you would ever do.
Right? Yeah, unlike thing
you would ever do. Do you know what I mean? Broken. It's not like you.
It was 9%, and I said to James, I felt like 3%, bro.
Jesus. Oh, you must be murked.
The whole thing was nuked.
You must be murked.
After that, it took me some time to recover from that. But that was Friday night. On Saturday, I thought, let me just get back on this. Tried to get back to strain. Went to basketball for the first time in a year.
I saw that. I was fucking jealous.
That was a morning thing, innit?
Yeah, 9:30
in the morning.
We play, 9 till 10:30. And yeah, my max heart rate.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
You
got the winter blues. Tell the truth, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
You got that seasonal D.
Yeah,
bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
I'd got up to 182. Previously, my max was 180 that I've been training with. Got up to 182. Strain was 17 out of 21.
Very nice.
And I was just like, yes, this is it, man. I can actually put a shift in and hopefully come out on top on strain. This guy.
What'd you get? 19?
I don't remember.
Man, I don't know what I'm saying average-wise.
Oh, average.
Three weekly champions.
That's pretty much impossible to beat on average strain.
Now you've got your... You said you got a Peloton at home.
Yeah,
Peloton bike now as well. There's no way. I can't compete with that. I've got nothing at home. I've got to leave my house.
He's gonna get a Peloton.
I'll do what I want. I just said I can't compete with him. I thought, that's... No. I'm not... I'm not taking the L for the rest of the 8 weeks. Yeah. What week is this? Three?
Three.
Just yeah, three. Five more weeks of just L's. I will beat him on strain 1 week. Yeah.
How much are they?
Person's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Let's not say. Yeah. Who has got money in his bank?
Yeah.
I know exactly how much they are. They're a lot. You're a fucking lot.
You buy it and then you subscribe as well.
To yeah. The yeah. I didn't know that until that day. I didn't know you had to subscribe until I clicked the fucking tab on the bank.
We've got your Fleloton and the Floop challenge.
Yeah.
Brethren. Wow. That's a scam.
I put my hand in my head and thinking these men are scamming me. Do you know how much I dropped on his bike? Your man is telling me to play a monthly charge.
Yeah,
fam. For a couple classes.
Yeah.
That's fam. A piss take.
Good luck.
Was living.
Oh, I bet, bro.
Good luck with your Fleloton, bro.
I did a beginner class, 20 minute cycle. Then I did another beginner class, 20 minute cycle another day. Then I did a beginner's advance. The difference between a beginner's and a beginner's advance, you man?
Game changer.
Ooh, I felt weak.
I bet your legs were fat.
Fat!
Yeah!
What? I looked myself in the mirror that day.
Yeah, I bet. Did you do the heels together, the squeeze?
No, I did this
thing.
The wobble. Yeah, I did a wobble bang. Yeah.
Nice.
And I think, because I did legs, I'm pretty sure I did legs. I did cardio, legs, I think, let's say for argument's sake, Friday, and I did cardio at beginner's hard on a Saturday again. That Saturday afternoon, my legs were pumping, bro.
I'm jelly.
Pumping.
I got on a spin bike the other day, to be fair. Me and Lewis were cranking one out. Mm. Pause. My legs were fucking fat and juicy.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I keep this up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to be whammer's guy.
I'm just going to be fucking wham and shredded.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's annoying because David Lloyd is the only, out of the three gyms I go to, I have my gym that I go to my PT at, I have my normal Northampton gym, and I have David Lloyd that I go to as well. David Lloyd is the furthest away. It's the only one that has a spin bike.
Oh, God.
The rest have the, like, you know, the reclined bike that you just sit there like that. I don't like that shit.
No.
Sorry. I'm going to have to do something, but I went on the Stairmaster on a Saturday, Sunday.
I've not challenged that yet.
Ever.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I've never ever done Stairmaster.
Stairmaster 15 minutes at a decent pace.
Yeah.
I try and either do like hands on my head or hands on my hips so I'm not hanging on the thing.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You'll know about yourself.
Strain was straining.
Yeah.
But no, I'm enjoying it. Shall we see who's winning this week?
Yes. Yes.
Let's have a look.
So you start with me. 4 on strain plus 2 recovery, so that's 6, and 2 on sleep, so that's 8. Remski next, so 3 plus 3, 6 plus 1, 7. Ellis next, 2 plus 1 plus 4, 7. And then James, 1 plus 4 plus 2, 7.
Need to be averaging cool. 8 and
1
9.
Plus 4 plus 2. Did I finish third on recovery?
You finished last on strain,
yeah.
First on recovery, second on sleep.
So I got 3.
Oh, 3. Sorry, did I say 2? That's me. Sorry.
Ooh,
sorry. Because I said, I saw second 2, so I said 2. That's my bad. Good recall.
Okay, cool. So
what's the total?
Overall standings are Ellis is on 24. Rem is on 20. Fuhad is on 22. James is on 24.
24 as well, so joint.
Joint first.
Third, fourth.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I need to keep it the fuck up.
I need to work on my sleep and recovery.
I need to work on my strain.
Yeah, mine's strain. That's fucking recovery as well, but strain is a big one.
Yeah, I need to work on my strain. I think I've come last every week on strain. Mm. If I can just not come last this week and have a good... Keep getting those sleep and recovery.
Yeah,
you won't see me again.
I need
for the
to
race.
Come second and third in recovery and in sleep. Second, in recovery and sleep, and then I'm calm.
Ellis does really well on sleep.
He does
really well on sleep. Mm. Yeah, it's tough to keep up with you.
Surprised me a little bit.
What?
It did surprise me. I thought I was going to do shit on sleep.
Considering what I knew about you before 75 hard,
yeah,
considering you were the worst sleeper I'd ever met.
Oh yeah, I was bad, but it has helped me. So yeah, my sleep.
When I'm seeing like 9 hours and 15 minutes in emptying there,
yeah,
I'm like,
you've got no demons.
This guy's not human.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a care in the world.
Yeah, you've got no demons whatsoever.
I don't like doing it, but I have to. It's the game, it's the algorithm.
The algo.
I don't like sleeping 9 hours. I fucking hate it, but.
Fair play.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
It's the game, it's the algorithm. I love that. All right. Anyway, guys, back to the interesting stuff. I hope you guys are doing your own Floop challenges in your own ways. I've had a lot of messages from people being like, thank you for doing this. This is like helping me Regardless if they're using the equipment or not, they're just going. One woman messaged me the other day, said she's lost stones.
Really?
Stones in the last few weeks. She was like, fucking thank you.
Oh, gang.
And I was like, Jesus. All right.
Gang.
I need to set my pussy up. Yeah, I need to set my pussy up.
Round of applause, man.
Yeah, let's go. I'm glad to hear everyone's sticking with it. We're moving into Feb soon, and I'm hoping we can carry it. Like, anyone can stay fit in January.
Yeah.
So moving into Feb and keeping it going. Prime example, just had a Five Guys. Do not feel good about it. Mm. Wish I didn't do it. I just couldn't face having fried rice another week in a row.
Mm, fair.
Delivery options are not doing it the way I need it to do it here.
Fair.
Okay, gang. So I know a few others are a thread for us, but before we get into that, I want to talk about something that I think is really, really, really cool.
Okay.
So did you man see recently, put it up if you can please, Rem, that Usher did a Gojo cosplay?
No, I didn't.
So yeah, he did this sick fucking Gojo cosplay the other day.
Sick.
And do you man want to know why he did this Gojo cosplay?
Why?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He did this because TikTok, you know when people make edits on TikTok? There's been a trend going around on TikTok where people are just making edits of Gojo to Daddy's Home, the Usher song.
Okay.
Oh. So anytime you be like, any Gojo edit that's on TikTok at the minute, where they're just doing like they used to call it AMVs, anime music videos.
Okay.
It would always be TikTok is like Gojo. Mm-hmm. And it would just be like always to Daddy's Home.
Okay.
To the point where Usher had a concert the other day where someone on TikTok did a TikTok of recording Usher while he was singing Daddy's Home at his Vegas residency. Mm-hmm. And then someone screen recorded it and opened the comments. Every single comment, where's Gojo? Oh, I heard Gojo song. Where's Gojo? To the point now where it's got so big that now Usher's doing up Gojo cosplay.
Wow.
All from TikTok nerds.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I found it so impressive that the way that the internet is now in control of pop culture.
It's carrying it, bro.
And yeah, whatever people want to be popular, if you're loud enough, you can make it hit mainstream media to the point where Usher is dressing up as Gojo.
Okay. Very cool.
I thought it was the coolest shit in the
world. Very cool. Very, very cool. Fair play.
Yeah, man. So I think, to be fair, you can probably get away with it on TikTok. Actually, no, I still get demonetized for the music.
Yeah, let's.
But yeah, if you open TikTok and just type in Gojo, I guarantee Daddy's Time is gonna pop up.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was really fucking cool.
That is.
And like, anime's breaking through at the minute. Anime's up, bro. I've been waiting 15 years for this.
Yeah.
Anime's up at the minute. I couldn't be happier.
There's one that I'm about to start that I saw that looks really cool. Butchigiri.
Okay.
It just looks cool. Animation looks cool too. Yeah. 3 apps out so far on Crunchy. And I'm going to give it a go and see what it's saying. On Twitter, people are saying it looks all right. So
all right, okay.
I'll see what it's saying.
I also saw that IGN had the audacity to give season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen a 6.2 out of 10.
IGN said that.
Yeah. 6.2 out of 10.
What was higher than that then?
Everything, apparently.
What?
Bro, 6.2 out of 10.
They must have missed a few episodes.
They must have missed the whole thing. They missed the point is what they missed.
That's completely what they missed, the point, yes.
It is fucking hard. So they gave part 1 8 out of 10. Cool fight scenes, can't make up for mean, what's that say? Meandering.
Meandering.
Meandering. Meandering story. All right, where's the... Yeah, 6. You lot can fuck off.
That's a joke.
That is a joke, because a meandering story, like, bro, we had in the story, we had just obviously the fights add to it, but we had the resurrection of Toji. It is Toji, isn't it?
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name. I know exactly who you're talking about.
The guy with the slug in his neck.
Yeah.
They had, resurrection of fucking Megumi's dad. That was sick. That wasn't really story related, I guess. They had the unveiling of the entire, plan from. Mm-hmm. Fake Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
They had Maharaga versus
Sukuna.
Sukuna. To be fair, I'm kind of making up their point because I'm just saying fights. I'm just saying fucking fights.
The story was cool though, man. They had the story, Gojo getting captured.
The world, well, their universe really going into bits. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
without Gojo?
I thought the last episode was sick. Story wise, the last episode was sick.
Yeah, because it sets three up.
Oh my god, I've never seen a series set up like it.
It set it up so perfectly. Wow.
I told you that I watched Solo Leveling, first two episodes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, bro.
Fantastic.
I've not seen episode three yet. Well, to tell you, I was halfway through episode three. I was dozing off. I switched it off.
Oh, fair.
Not because I was, because of the actual episode.
You're tired.
I was knackered.
Mm.
But yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The first like minute of the first episode, I was thinking, you must be joking.
You must be joking.
Yeah, yeah. This is such B-level boring, unoriginal anime openings I've seen.
Until it switched to present days. I'm awake now.
I was up.
Yeah.
Wow, couldn't believe it. But yeah, that was interesting. Cool, man. All right, you've got a thread for us.
I do. This is a quick thread I saw on Twitter. Again, another shout out to Aloni again.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and ladies only, I want you to DM me the weirdest thing you've come across and seen when you were snooping on your partner's phone. Cool. First one. I've got four.
Oh, wow.
First one. I knew he was cheating and my dumbass still needed more evidence. He took a video of himself getting a BJ from a sex worker.
Oh, dear.
He got so addicted to them, he took out a payday loan and sold his car that he was proud of. I'm glad those ladies made bank.
Video of him slops from a sex worker. Why would you video that, bro?
Bro.
Why would you video? That's nothing to be proud of.
Bro. Next. Hi, Aloni. I was dating this guy who was perfect on paper. He had a great job, charming, good looking, and sweet. He left me in his flat for a few minutes as he went to the post office quickly. Now, this was the first time I was alone, and I remembered watching a video that said you can tell a lot about a man by what's in his toilet cabinet. So I thought, why not? That's random, by the way.
What the fuck?
Toilet cabinet. You'd find out nothing about
it. Yeah, you'd find spare toilet roll. Yeah.
Facts. His skincare products were great, but then I looked in his storage space in his room and the wardrobe in a deep far left behind his clothes, there was a sex doll. I tried to be open-minded about the idea, but I was honestly too disgusted. She was stood there, a life-size naked and doe-eyed doll with long plastic hair, with tits the size of my head, and clearly used. When he came,
clearly used is crazy. Yeah. He's been sucking and nibbling.
When he came home, I made up an excuse and said I was feeling a bit ill, so I could leave. And it was the last time I ever saw that sex monster again.
Who's the sex monster?
Him, apparently.
Him, yeah. Because he had a sex doll. That's harsh. That's kink shaming. I mean, that's a bit kink shamey. Yeah,
I said this on the pod time ago. Do you remember?
Oh, well, guys.
Yeah, guys don't have anything. Yeah. And if they do get caught with something,
he's a sex monster.
It's the end of the world, bro.
He's a monster because he had a doll in the. I mean, hands up. I'm never going for a doll.
Yeah, that's a level I've not reached.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to kink shame it.
Yeah. Because if you're in your doll bag, then you're in your doll bag, bro. And like, clearly uses nuts. He's been ravaging that doll. But clearly used is actually crazy.
Clearly used.
She's
beaten
up. But yeah, to call Donnie a sex monster because he had a doll in his wardrobe is really a lot.
Because there is no equivalent for a female.
Oh, bro, because there's females that are buying octopus tentacle dildos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to call you a sex monster.
Yeah, facts. You just love sex.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
And I'm frustrated because it turns me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what does that make me?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. But man gets a little bit of blow up and he's a monster.
A little blow up.
Yeah, you pretend to be ill because I'm a monster.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
unfair. That's insane.
All right. Next one. I went through a then boyfriend's phone to check if he's been cheating because man wasn't sexing me enough that time.
Yeah.
We had been together over a year. So I checked chats with his long-term dude best friend. only to find chats of them two flirting and talking about the last time that they had had sex.
That's fucking terrifying.
Turns out they'd been having sex for a while and my ex was the bottom. I was floored.
I was floored. My ex is the bottom. That's the twist in there.
Yeah.
Wow. He was the bottom.
I confronted him about being gay and he swore for me. Damn near got violent. They were both Yoruba and I'm not Nigerian, so I guess I missed some of the things that they'd said in their native tongue around me. Busy calling me our wife and doing up my boyfriend. I was shook. I want him out. He's still in the city, so thunder fire him if he sees this.
Wow, boy.
Yeah, bro. Mad.
Being confronted about being gay, it must be the single most confronting experience of your life.
Yeah, because would it be the same if it was the reverse of a lesbian?
Nah, she wouldn't care.
Yeah.
She wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She'd be like, your dick's so bad I turn gay. What do you want from me?
No. I'll be saying like, if you confronted your partner for being lesbian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm saying
she'll turn to
me and be like, Mr. Shit Dick has the balls to cuss me for eating pussy. Look what you've put me through. That's how they'll come after you. They won't be like, oh my God, babe, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. Like,
Mr.
I can't believe.
Mr. Shit Dick.
Yeah, Mr. Shit Dick got me chasing Snatch and he wants to pipe up.
No pun crazy. Intended.
Yeah, crazy.
You man don't understand the arson that went in my head. I would have burnt the yard to the ground.
Yeah, boy. Because they don't feel embarrassment. They attack. Yeah.
Men just don't have that kind of tongue in them.
Safe. Pause, by the way.
But you know what I mean, bro.
We just don't.
Because we
fear consequence too much. Because I can't speak to another man like that without putting my guard up.
Yeah, facts. Bro.
Without putting my guard up. So we're trained, ingrained. If you run your mouth like that, put your hands up.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. But yeah, they're not gonna feel embarrassed, bro. Confront her for being a lesbian, she'll laugh in your face. She'll say, are you not embarrassed?
Fucking hell.
You're going from our phone like a little bitch.
No wonder.
And you're no wonder, look at you.
Oh.
And you're finding out what? That I'm looking for masculinity in the arms of a female. You're embarrassed.
What does that say about you?
What does that say? You should be embarrassed. And you have the balls to bring it to me.
You man, I don't think you understand my role. What that would do to me? Because there is no argument to be made. She's so right.
Yes, facts.
She's so right.
Yeah. So the only option we have is stairs or someone's losing kneecaps.
Facts, yeah. Bro.
Someone's losing kneecaps.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. But yeah, on the flip, I'm a bottom and you're confronting me, I'll shake.
Yeah. You can't even be the top.
Yeah.
You're not even controlling this relationship, let alone that. Nah, bro.
She said you're not the man in your own fantasy.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, women win always.
Always.
That's why they call it W's, bro. Yeah. Wow.
Right, I've got one more, yeah?
Like, you're trying to change your life.
Oh, God.
Oh, this has turned out to be a Hall of Famer thread, boy.
Jesus Christ, yes.
When you said there's only four, I knew something was up. Fucking hell, that's funny.
All right, last one.
Yeah.
Hi, Oloni. Please keep a non. I went through my ex's Insta DMs whilst he was away on a boys trip in Barbados, and I was shocked to see he had DM'd Rihanna multiple times.
When it's in Barbados.
Let me land.
Yeah, go on.
It's only a short one. And I was shocked to see he had DM'd Rihanna multiple times asking if she wanted to meet up with him to smoke a blunt and he even sent her their apartment address. Massive ick.
That is the single most humiliating thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Bro.
Rihanna, she left that island years ago.
Years ago.
When she was a teen.
She goes back for public holidays, that's it. Public holidays and carnies.
A carnival.
That's all she's there for.
Wow. She's got children.
She's got a family to think about.
With ASAP Rocky. And that's, do you want to come to my apartment to smoke a blunt?
That sent the address. Brazen.
Oh, yeah. That is the most disgusting thing to ever read.
Hilarious thread.
He DM'd Rihanna multiple times.
Multiple times.
That was a fucking hilarious thread. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, guys.
That was jokes.
That was hilarious.
I needed that laugh.
Control of this relationship. That one. That's nuts. That's nuts. I can't hear stuff like that. Right. It is time for Who Am I, okay? Mm. So people seem to be enjoying it. I'm happy that people are enjoying this one. So again, guys, if it's your first time here, Who Am I is the segment in which I embody someone. It could be a celebrity. It could be a figure of history. It could be a fictional character. Mm-hmm. It could be someone in this room. It mm-hmm. could be myself. It could be anyone. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we've got three chapters. Each chapter is less cryptic than the last. Mm-hmm. So it should get easier as the chapters go. You guys know the rules. After each chapter, you will have a chance to guess Who Am I? You are not allowed to say, I think it might be this character from this thing, or it sounds like it might be this. Just say a name or charge. Cool?
Cool.
Right. This one's an interesting one. Okay. Who am I? I was born into a very powerful and famous family. I was destined for amazing things. Even though the majority of my family loved and cared for me, there was one member that was jealous and resentful, and he wanted to make sure my potential was never going to be realized. A scheme was hatched, and I was stolen from my family and forced into a life unbefitting of my name. Nevertheless, I was still loved by my new family, and I was determined to reclaim my seat at the big boy table. End of chapter one. Right, any formal guesses?
No.
Okay. No formal guesses. Right. Chapter two. As I grew up, my talents spoke for themselves, and I had made a name for myself as a supernaturally gifted individual. I tried my best to be a good man and aim to help others less gifted than myself. During my teens, I had finally reunited with my biological father, and he explained to me that if I wanted to return to my station, I now had to prove to him and to the world that I belonged there by becoming the man I was always destined to be. End of chapter two.
Are you invincible?
Good guess, no.
Oh, okay.
On to chapter three?
Hmm.
Okay, on to chapter three. I spent years training and earning the respect of my community with my heroic deeds, but that still wasn't enough to earn my place back at the table. As my fame grew, my jealous uncle had heard of my feats and set a new plan to ruin me once more. He laid a trap to use the woman that I loved as a pawn in his scheme. He knew that for her, I would sacrifice anything in the world, even my place amongst the gods. Lo and behold, his plan backfired. And this sacrifice was the exact thing I needed to return home to my family, high amongst the clouds on the great Mount Olympus.
Hercules?
Hercules. I am Hercules.
I never would have got that.
Swear?
Nah, Greek mythology. Took me a minute, but
yeah. I never would have got
that. I was thinking of Hercules, but I was thinking Zeus, but it can't be Zeus, you're thinking of the sun, but yeah.
Zeus, fair.
Fair play. I'll be interested to see if anyone got that one, because there was, as I was typing the script, I was thinking, as I was going, I was like you said, invincible.
Mm.
There is a very close running theme between a lot of origin stories of people. Mm. As I was typing it, I was like, it kind of sounds like Superman.
Mm. I was thinking Superman first. Yeah. But it can't be. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking it kind of sounds like, it's very similar to Superman. Okay, I'm glad. That's probably like The second one that no one's got.
You got it. You got it in the third one though.
Oh, sorry. I mean between, before it gets
during.
During the second or third one. During the thing. Yeah, there was no way I was saying Mount Olympus and someone wasn't going to say Hercules. I want to start throwing stuff.
Fair.
What do you want?
Yeah, fair.
I wasn't even going to put that Mount Olympus thing in. Mm. Okay, cool, gang. So obviously I have half of a script for next week already.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And it's not going to be from a movie.
Okay.
So I'm intrigued to see how this one goes. Okay, gang. Rem, trash news to finish off?
Mm.
Yeah, man. Not so much really a trash. There is a bit of trash in there, but more of a wholesome one, to be fair.
Mm.
Twitch.
Jinxie, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you know about him?
I know a bit about him.
I did not know anything about him until I found this.
Really?
Thread. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's taken over Kai, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, he's number one.
Number one right now. So Twitch is number one streamer, spent a whole year streaming to just one viewer.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
To become the number one content creator on the biggest streaming platform is more impressive than you realize when you realize the humble beginnings. A streamer known as Jinxie, real name Nicholas Stewart, has the most current active sub count with 128,366, a massive leap ahead of streamer Kai Cenat, who sits in second place with around 84,285.
That's a fucking huge jump. Before you continue,
mm-hmm.
do you know what like I love about this is that like Kai broke the record for most subs ever, innit?
Mm-hmm.
When he hit 80K, I think it was.
I think so, yeah.
And to have that happen, that was like mid last year.
It wasn't that long ago. No.
And it's one of them ones where like, you know, when they say like in sports where like, the like 100 meter world record always gets beat,
mm-hmm.
somehow, mm-hmm. always gets beat. And like until it gets beat, it seems impossible for people to comprehend it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, as soon as he breaks the record, the next man up is what? 40,000 ahead of him?
44,000.
That's something. Insane, bro. Yeah,
that is insane.
Well played. Sorry, bro. Sorry to interrupt, bro. Carry on.
That's cool. While it is impressive, looking at Jinxie's page stats, you can see he wasn't always this popular. In fact, in 2019, Jinxie streamed to an average of one viewer for most of the year, despite putting in the hours. He was live for as much as 150 hours in some months.
Wow.
That's crazy. Rather than choosing to stream for stream the most popular games such as Warzone, Apex, or Fortnite that most newcomers try to latch onto, he almost exclusively played Rainbow Six Siege and gained popularity due to his comical and charismatic personality.
Fair fucking play, man. Stick to what you know and stick to your truth, bro.
Such a dub.
Don't fake it to make it, bro.
Fuck, man.
Just do what you know. What
he's
makes
really
you happy.
Good at Rainbow Six, you know?
I'm not seeing him play, bro.
Fucking decent.
Really?
I love Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Wow, I love Rainbow
he's
Six.
He's so big. I saw Tim
mm-hmm.
reacting to him reacting to someone else playing Rainbow Six.
I've never known anyone react to someone reacting
for
content.
Yeah, insane.
That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, insane.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. Props to him. I've seen him, I see his TikTok clips, not his TikTok, but people clipping his shit on TikTok all the time, see him. Funny guy. He, you know when you heard, you know I was playing Dave Stratton?
Yes.
The other day?
Yes.
I re-put that in my... like list because I saw a clip of Jinxie reciting it word for word and it reminded me. I was like, that's actually a fucking banger.
It was funny, giving man tests.
Paintings giving man stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I saw Jinxie doing it. I was like, oh god, this song's a banger.
Don't need
really that's wholesome to see, man.
Very wholesome. And I thought it was relevant obviously because you guys are looking
jumping the streaming game.
Yeah,
yes, bro. Also, yeah, thanks for, I've had, since that episode came out, I've had like mad DMs, like so excited to see you start streaming, so excited.
Dang.
You should do this or you should do that. And like really excited for this. And like my one bro messaged me because I've said I would stream chess. And one bro messaged me today and was just like, bro, I don't give a fuck about chess, but I'm excited to watch you play chess.
That's dope.
And I was like, bro, I'm gassed.
Very cool.
Nick, patterned, oh yeah, disclosure, since we're still on cam.
Mm.
I will shout Sam Han for something, but I can't shank my boy Nick like that.
Okay.
I can't shank my boy Nick like that.
Okay.
He came through with a whole list of shit that he's gonna sort for me. Mm. He said he's gonna take care of everything for me. Mm-hmm. Then Harry Pinero said, Sam Ham. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't know what to say.
You felt obliged.
Yeah, I felt obligated. So I will help. There's a lot of stuff Nick's not doing for me. So in terms of the stuff that he's not, I will shout Sam if he's interested or not. I couldn't snake Nick all the way. Mm. He'd already done too much groundwork for me. That's my boy.
Fair. He's also helping me out as well.
Yeah?
With my audio issues that I had the other day, Nick on the phone to me last night, sorted everything, bro. Right. Yeah, he's that guy.
You know what, yeah? Why am I not doing this? Ellis is gonna put Nick's fucking Twitch
on, he streams.
The single best Call of Duty player I know.
Mm. You guys say it all the time.
The single best Call of Duty player I know.
Demon.
Yeah, so go and follow Nick on Twitch because he streams pretty much every day. I'll be in his party a good few times a week. Mm-hmm. And boy, he's unbelievable. Sick. He drops 30s like it's nothing.
Caveat, started using the BASB. Remember I spoke to you yesterday. When I was talking to you about the glitch from last week's
update is the word
I was looking for. I was using the BASB during the update, during the glitch, but even still,
I've seen a couple of vids still. Yeah. Someone saying it's like, it's meta now, apparently.
Yeah, I'm loving the BASB.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
It's been my gun for a minute and now it's,
say less.
Juicy.
Say less. And it had no mods, nine. It was just using fresh raw.
Oh, swear.
Raw. You went in raw with the BASB.
Yeah, and it was peppering.
And it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say less.
Live.
Gang on gas!
Let's go.
Right, guys. Anyway, let's charge it there. Thank you for today. Love.
Gang.
All right, bless.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.